the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it's time now for What Would Brady Do? And Brady, I don't know if you saw this, but the St. Simon and Jude, is that the place? Is that the name?
Sure.
It's the whatever the, you know, that's the name of a church, though, isn't it? Am I getting that right? Or do you not know?
Probably.
It's a big one down there. Anyway, the big boy down there, he's got the COVID. The priest that at that place has got COVID. So he, you're now the most moral man in Phoenix with COVID. You're the second most moral man in Phoenix with COVID. But he, yeah. So evidently the masses that they started to bring back, not so good. Started getting the big boy sick.
Boy, talk about reaching the people that you've come in contact with.
Yeah, he's really reaching out and touching.
Months.
No kidding. And it's just going
to... If you had a bunch of people come in to gather for the mass, don't you have to, you know, contact all of them?
Oh, well, they should know. I think just it's in the news, so they should know.
It's Roman Catholic, too. That means...
Yeah. No, a lot of touching.
Yeah.
A lot of hands.
Shoving the body of Christ into people, right?
The cannibalization and stuff, they pushed that, and then they started eating and drinking out of the cups. And
the
elbow bumping. That's what it is. It's cannibalism.
I think they've done away with the wine for a while.
Right.
Communion. I think they've suspended communion for a while.
You cannibalize still, but you don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cannibalize.
That's what it is. You're eating a man. That's what it is. You're eating another human being. And call it what you want.
It is a little odd.
It's cannibal.
That's how that works.
Cannibalism. Eat me is cannibalism. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's
I don't see.
It's just one guy.
Yeah, but I don't see any way around it. Still.
It's the same guy every week.
Brady, eat one guy. Build 1,000 bridges.
You're a cannibal.
Build 1,000 bridges. You're a bridge builder. Eat one guy. You're a cannibal.
It is tough as a kid when they tell you that. Like, are you going to have? You're going to eat the body of Christ? What?
What?
You gotta what?
Yeah, you got to eat that guy. I thought you, Mom. You always taught me not to eat other people. Well, not him. We eat him.
Tastes like a really bad potato chip.
So the dude we love the most. Yeah, you got to eat that guy. No kidding. You know, I really like Kyle next door too. Is a. No. You don't eat Kyle. Christ.
They get a little salt. He's not very salty.
Pop up there and eat your savior. It's not good, but it's good for you.
At least it's kosher.
I guess. I don't know. Not all of them. The dark meat, I think. Does he have that? Like turkeys have white and dark meat to people. I assume we do.
I don't know, Brady.
Brady, do people have dark meat and white meat?
Strap meat or something?
Yeah, is there something on that? I don't know how that works.
No, I think we're all the same color, the meat.
Oh, that was beautiful, Brady.
Yeah.
That's why you're the most moral man in Phoenix. It's brought to you by our friends at MMP Jewelers over there on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to go on in there and drop something off that you don't want anymore, like this one lady who's emailing, she's got some hardware she's going to dump off, I'm sure. You can get a good deal there. Or you can pick something up. They've got everything you could ever imagine. Antiques, new stuff, big stuff, little stuff, pricey stuff, less pricey stuff. Or you can just get rid of some things. MMP Jewelers right there, 12th Street and Indian School. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
Dear Brady, I recently separated from my husband about 2 months ago. It's devastated him. I took this upon myself. I don't think he saw it coming, and he is not doing well with it. I just wasn't happy, and I needed to make a move. Anyway, 2 weeks after I left, I felt renewed and actually met a guy at work who told me he had an interest in me. And I didn't want to have feelings for anything, and I didn't want to move fast, but I did, I do, and I really like this guy. I met his parents this weekend. It's moving very fast. It's very real. At least that's how it feels for now. But I have to ask, is this okay? What should I do about telling Ryan, who I assume is her ex-husband? Angela. Angela, if your name is Ryan and Angela has left you, I think we just told him.
Yeah,
Angela.
Oops.
There is – it is going – it sounds really fast. And when you think about it in that context, I think that the best thing I could tell you is just – I think you slow down a little bit.
Man.
I mean, there is the rebound factor, and it just happens.
Sure.
But I you definitely need to tell Ryan.
Sorry, Jeremy brought me a dented can.
That you're in a new relationship.
That's good.
That's you got to hang on to that. And you know, I've heard people argue about the rebound thing and saying, hey, well, when isn't it a rebound? If, you know, you broke up a year ago and the next relationship is, you know, that person still has an impression, a lasting impression that goes on it. But I don't know. It is moving pretty quick, but you definitely need to tell your husband that you're separated with and you need to get that thing finished.
Yeah. But you see, but you got to hang on to the dude, right? The new one, just in case.
Well, hopefully he knows the situation.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying, like, you're saying no, you don't break up with a new guy, but tell your ex that you're getting steady bone already.
Well, I mean, I've seen it where I had a friend that years ago got into a similar rebound situation, and the guy was coming off his relationship. He separated with his wife. They'd met and they're together, and about a year later he woke up for him and was like, what am I doing?
Right.
I don't want to be in another relationship now.
Right.
Be prepared for that. I mean, I would warn that to the guy that's jumping in right now with her.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you jump into it to run away from the other situation.
Sure, and you're having fun that you never had in your marriage, so it feels all crazy good.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know.
It might work out, though. You never know. Get married again.
Exactly.
Yeah, just don't shut all the windows and lock all the doors quite yet. Just say, okay, this is what's going on. You're living your life like an alcoholic. Here's what we do today, and tomorrow we'll try to get through another day. But poor Ryan sitting there, Angela's ex-husband, Ryan, who's not quite the ex, Ryan, if you're married to Angela and you're listening right now, I'd love to hear from you before you careen off a bridge.
We don't know the situation.
I do.
Been miserable.
I do for sure.
Both of them could have been.
And Ryan is devastated. It said so in the thing. He's miserable. And and Ryan, Angela is currently taking probably bigger than yours, steady bone right now. And I mean, more than likely it's better feeling and causing multiple orgasms that you could never cause. And that's what's happening right now, Ryan.
You're better for it, Ryan.
You're probably going to find yourself something once you get through all this miserable mental, what did you do wrong? Because you failed her and she left you.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
Just want to see if Ryan will email me.
Life's short, man.
Who's Angela's email?
Be happy.
It's fryan at Hotmail.
F. Ryan Rotten, I believe.
F. Ryan Rotten at Hotmail. I got a new big dick at Hotmail.com.
If that's the case that you're talking about her, you know, this guy, that the new guy that's in the situation, it could turn around and happen to him.
Yeah, you never know. That's what relationships are. You never know.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So just enjoy what's happening. You've done the right thing if you free and cleared Ryan, even though Ryan is probably devastated hearing the news that this giant, huge crank is now giving everything to his ex-wife that he couldn't. And that's probably why she wanted it so quickly. She couldn't wait to get back on the good foot.
Do you think the big step of meeting the parents, do you think that is as big as it is?
Nah. That can be an accident, too. Yeah, that can be even like a goof, like, oh, there's my mom's coming over. Yeah, I don't think that's that. I never really understood that whole presentation to mom and dad anyway.
Don't introduce him yet.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, he's a guy I know. So what? It's pretty serious. You introduced us. I'm like, yeah, don't get your hooks in. You guys don't have anything to do with it. Dear Brady, is COVID a reasonable way to get the wife out of the house? Did yours fight leaving? I'm trying to catch this thing to get my entire family out of the goddamn house. I'm sick of it. Is the COVID worth of it? Worth the freedom? Do you recommend this for people who are sick of their families? There are lots of us out here. TM.
Yeah.
You don't think getting COVID was worth the freedom?
Oh. No, thank you.
Even your mild case.
And mine was mild, and I still wouldn't.
You still wouldn't wish it on yourself?
No.
Now, would you wish it on the rest of the family so you could get some time off?
No.
All right. That's what he's asking. He's tired of the crew.
So.
They won't leave.
There's got to be another way to do this.
You've got to figure out, why can't you work out something where you do a little vacation away?
Because sometimes they don't understand. Toledo told me that. He can't wait for his family to get out of the house. You're sick and tired of them. We were talking about it yesterday. You hate them.
Home all the time.
Toledo told me yesterday, I got to get these people out of there. Every time I go home, somebody's there. When Toledo and I were doing stuff together in the middle of the night through text for last week's and the week's before show, he told me that his son kept popping out of the room at like 2:30 in the morning, all fully dressed, and like, what are you doing up? Huh? What? Wow. The idiot was going to sneak out, but there's dad wide awake.
Found out more to that story yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What?
Found two vape pens in his
room. Oh, the boy is vaping.
Man.
This kid's
troublemaker.
You've done a terrible job.
I know. It's all on me.
Yeah. He's vaping in his house, in the house?
Yeah. And get this. He found, this is the story that he gave me. He found a random person on Snapchat that offered to sell them to him. Somebody that he knows goes to the high school that he's going to go to. Yeah. So he hit this person up randomly on Snapchat, gave him our address. This girl comes to our house.
Dumps off the pens.
Dumps off the vape pens for $15 a pop. Nice. So she's making a tidy profit because I think so they're he's like just five exploring, or $6.
Like cigarettes.
He's definitely just exploring. But right. I just told him, I'm like, look.
Did you beat him?
Yeah.
You should? Yeah, did you give him a good whacking?
I did.
Good for you. There's a whole generation of parents that are going to wish they hit their kids in about 15
years.
You
did it.
Yeah.
You didn't go old school and gave him a half gallon of vape juice.
Right. No, because it'll kill you. Nobody knows what that stuff does.
Yeah.
The old school way of smoking a whole pack, like it'll be the vape
All
thing
right,
might
you're
destroy
finish
him.
The pack.
Yeah.
Now I know why he's up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's when he said he was doing it.
He's outside vaping?
He didn't go outside. He would do it in his room in the middle of the night so that it would dissipate by the time anybody got up.
That's
what flavors is he going with? He's got strawberry?
Strawberry, banana,
BBC,
and banana.
Flavor of BBC?
Yeah.
BBC.
That's what he was into a couple months ago.
It's been a roller coaster ride with this kid.
Hopefully that phase is over.
The BBC phase or the that'll never end. Once you
true.
Once you crack that nut.
So to speak.
It's like eating one peanut. Too salty. Got to have more.
Well, the bonus is he's not boring like you, Toledo.
That is true. Kid's excited.
Definitely not. He is the anti-me.
That's true. Getting whacked around with BBC all the time, sucking on vape pens. God knows what else goes in that boy's mouth.
He also got recently shunned by his Mormon friends. So
why?
I don't know what he, I don't know.
Well, that's how
tell
bad
me.
He is.
He won't tell me.
He's a bad boy.
He won't tell you why Mormons have abandoned him?
They literally abandoned him. Like the boys, the crew that he had for the entire year.
Too much cursing.
It just won't come around him for the last 2 months.
I won't soak anymore.
Yeah.
It's bad behavior.
That could be.
Talking about vaping and banging chicks.
Wow.
So what'd you do? Was it a girl? No. I don't know why. Yeah, you do. You just don't want to say.
He's got to tell you eventually. Ask one of the Mormon boys.
Oh, I'm about to.
Yeah, call one of the Mormon kids. Go, what did my son do to you? I want to apologize.
He was evil. Yeah. Spawn of Satan.
That's great. Anytime you get a gaggle of Mormons away from me, I'm happier. I can do one at a time, but I don't want a group. A group of Mormons is like, ugh, geez, what did I do to deserve this? Dear Brady, my husband can't get it up anymore, at least not real good. I don't want him to take pills to need to take pills to get hard for me. What did you do when this happened to you? recommend something for dudes who can't get it up besides pills, Carla. What did you do, Brady, when the thing?
Well, thankfully, I haven't had that struggle. But I hear a lot of the different commercials were saying there's treatments without pills.
Sure. Those are needles.
I'm not sure exactly what it.
Needles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they fire needles.
Shut your face.
That's what that,
got to get it in there somehow.
Yeah, the injections are horrifying.
Ugh.
I'd rather just live no
but,
more.
And bonkers. I don't know. That could be another option, but there's other, you know, they say there's multiple treatments. I did see something because of the pandemic and the COVID that ED is increased 13% people staying at home from the pandemic.
What? You can't get hard because you got the...
Yeah, because of the anxiety of the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And then being sheltered in and...
Huh.
I think that's an excuse.
Have you struggled with it a little bit? Or are you
No. When I was... you know, you gauge when you're sick, when you all of a sudden can't rally up.
Yeah.
Johnny didn't have symptoms, remember?
But you've been ripping off off COVID plus loads like crazy in the house?
Ever since Monday, it's been raining.
After the 7 days, we're up.
Prior to that, not a ton, but
yeah, no, there
does COVID sperm look different?
Yeah,
there's not much desire when you're
a little stickier, like a bat.
Well, that's what you find out.
I did notice the fever is a big. It cuts down on that.
Does it? Yeah, usually
it does.
It
does for me.
I can talk through
it. The last thing I want to think about right then, the fever just.
So working your core temperature up by whacking it brings your brings your fever
No, he's saying
down.
The fever made it so he didn't want to.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was the other way around.
Went away with
never
the fever,
bothered me.
More so than other. You know,
depends on how sick you are. Sometimes it's fun
if
to
I lay in bed for an hour or two and don't get up, I'm beaten off. I don't care what my condition is. I could be missing arms. I would
there is
spawn
this
a new one.
Weird thing about it when you're sick and laying there.
Yeah. Your body's just not feeling right.
I can do it.
I've done it.
Diseases that I'm like, I'm not going
to
make it through.
But then I think to myself, man, I must not be that sick if I'm doing this. But
yeah,
I had a terrible.
Maybe I am. I don't.
I had a urinary tract infection or bladder infection or something a few years ago. And I was like, it hurt to sit, stand up, pee, everything. I'm like, I wonder what it feels like to beat off. And I did it, and it was not good. But I finished. Don't know how.
What does that say about
my fever afterwards? Had to be 108. I was like, my body was on fire. I'm like, I think I've got something wrong.
That's a passion that a lot of people don't understand.
Hey, follow your dreams. That's what I do. Yeah, I can do it through anything. I've got stamina and strength in that department like nobody else. It just doesn't translate over to people sex. Just me. I'm good at it with just me, but with human beings, it's like, that's terrible. Anyway, so yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, lady, what's that lady's name? That the last one that said I threw it away already.
Miley Cyrus.
Carla. Yeah, Carla. If a guy using pills is bad and you don't want that, then you've never ever like spit in your hand or done anything like that. Because I mean, that's the same deal.
What's wrong with that?
The pills.
Yeah, I mean, for her, it's not really affecting her.
Some dudes hate lube because they think that the woman's not interested.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's similar. Like, you can't get rallied up for me without some sort of a chemical or a product, you know? So, it's just playing on her ego a little bit. I think she was more just shooting down the idea that if you've had that problem. But, yeah, if your husband wants to take – that Vialafil stuff works. It's all natural. And it takes average boners and brings them back to teenage boners.
Yeah.
That stuff's great. But, yeah, if you have to take pills to get hard for your wife, that's different. Like, if you can get hard any other time, but then she rolls in, you know, smelling like the bottom end of a boat, like, then maybe you should look into you. Maybe he can't get hard for you, Carla. Maybe it is your fault. Maybe he needs pills to get hard for you because something's wrong with you. You kids need to talk. You smell like a hull.
Could be that.
And that's why this doesn't work around you. And he's still getting some wood, so it tells me his body's trying, but something on you isn't working out. You know? So you got to pay attention to you.
Spice
you
it up.
Yeah, try something new, like a piece of gum and some Listerine down south. And there you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.